That was one game that I was very wary of, you know, all week. Coming into Clonus, into Monaghan's home backyard, you know, big, tough, physical side, you know, nothing to lose. And they shoved everything at us, you know, but look, thank God we came out the right side of it.
First half, there's no doubt about it, you played second fiddle. A nightmare start, find yourselves 1-2 to no score down. You did battle back again to level during the second half, but find yourselves 5 points down again going into half time.
Yeah, 1-2 down after I think it was 5 minutes, you know, wasn't very happy with that, you know, a very sloppy goal, a couple of sloppy points given away, and, you know, they really put us on the back foot, they put us to the sword straight away, and, you know, we just didn't react in time to it, and, you know, we were on the back foot the whole time for the first half, and, as you said, we went in 5 points down. But look, I knew the character that's in this team, like, you know, and we just said it at halftime, you know, there was no negativity, there was no shouting or roaring, like, you know, we just knew that we had to come out and play like we can play and just take the game to Monaghan in the second half, and that's what they've done.
Yeah, you couldn't ask any more of that second half performance. At the start of the second half, you would have been looking for a good start. You just come out and hit 1-6 without reply.
Yeah, you know, once we got the right ball in, you know, there was a big wind here, you know, that was a factor too, you know, once we had the wind in the second half, we were able to get the long ball into our danger man, Ronan, you know, and you know, Ronan was on fire again today, 4 goals, you know, and, you know, great credit to Kevin Campbell. Like, Kevin has to come back from a hamstring injury, and, you know, we were going to give him 15, 20 minutes at the start to see how he'd get on, like, and he played the whole game and he was unreal.
Going back to the first half, it just looked like he couldn't match Monaghan's intensity in that opening 35 minutes.
No, they were hitting us very hard, you know, they were a big physical side, and, you know, we were just slow to get to their terms of the game, you know, and once we found our rhythm, you know, like, we're a light, fast team, like, once we can run as a team, we're happy enough, you know, going into the second half, you know, once we got a chance to run at them, you know, our fitness toll, like, you know, or take our fitness in the last 10 minutes, like, they had no answer to us, you know, so, you know, we didn't panic on the line, you know, we knew it was there, so.
You know, in the semi-final, I suppose you're there now, that it'll be much tougher opposition, so you'll be looking for that second 35 minutes for the full 70.
Oh, definitely. We're going to have to play for the 70 minutes the next day, and, you know, we can only beat what's in front of us. You know, suppose we possibly could be looking at Armagh, and, you know, that's a game that we won't shy away from. You know, they beat us in the league, only 5 points, you know, and we had only half a team. So, look, we're coming back to full strength here, you know, and, you know, we can match anyone, I think, you know, in the semi-final stage.
And you talked about Ronan there scoring 4 goals, and you talked about Kevin Campbell. So this game here will bring Kevin on a lot as well.
Oh, yeah, Kevin is going to come on now for that game time. You know, we still have Paul Sheridan, we still have Lee Henderson, we still have Paul Doherty to come back into that squad, you know, so it's going to be a nightmare now next week trying to pick a team.
But you're there.
Oh, we're there, like, and it's a good complaint to have.